Right, session number 1, 2, 3, 6, 8, reel 6.
Lock reel 6.
All the other correspondence, there must have been something like 200 representing all papers all over the world, went out to the Palais de Justice and tried to inveigle some news out about the executions. But an enterprising German reporter of the DNA, the Deutsche Nachrichtenagentur, had got a position on a roof and with a telephone beside him and binoculars, he was watching the cell block, which somewhere around midnight, or before midnight, I'm sure, the cell block lights all went up, and he watched every move that took place. And he reported the door of the cell block opening and the seeing three figures emerge, two in steel helmets and a bulky figure between them. And he began his story. Between them was a bulky figure. It was Göring leading the march to the gallows. In fact, of course, Göring had committed suicide. So all the world's press the following morning came out with Göring leads the march to the gallows, whereas my paper didn't have a word. It was an awful... I think they reported something, but not they... I got to... I suppose I should have gone out. It was a dereliction of duty because, you know... although it was supposed to take place at 8 o'clock in the morning, the executions had to be advanced because of the suicide.
Did you have a chance to observe Hess and to decide whether he was of unsound mind?
Yes. He would not every day, but some days, you would find him holding his stomach and rocking himself about. There'd be some attempt by Göring or Ribbentrop to help him, but he would brush them aside. So then in the end, he was pretty well a neglected figure in the front row.
What did he do?
Well, he just rocked and rocked about, that's all. He attempted to make speeches from time to time, but with silence.
Did you feel sorry for any of them?
No, not a moment, no. Not even the ones who were acquitted. They were shocked, and there was Fritzsche, shocked. And who? Fritzsche. And, no. Who was the third one? I've forgotten now. It's funny. After 50 years, of course, on Connery, before. Shocked. Von Papen, the diplomat. Hmm. That's about it, isn't it?
What about Göring himself? What you said that he was the only one who stood out.
Yes, he was the only one who was able to take on the prosecution. I mean, they were all assisted by advocates and given a list and chose their own lawyers. I don't think, and great steps were taken to make sure that they understood our legal practice and not the German one. No, I don't think there's any one of them invited any sort of sympathy whatsoever.